So I've made a decision. Useless information. It's mine, right? Like, obviously, nobody else owns it or controls it who would want to. So, since I'm the one that controls it, really, I have the say on what I talked about, right? So it's not a music show anymore. It's whatever the hell I want it to be, whatever I want to talk about today. If I so happen to talk about music, which I probably will most of the time anyways, then that's what it's about. If it's about me being a sad boy, then that's what it's about. It's whatever I choose, and I don't really expect anyone to listen to this anyways. It's not exactly high quality entertainment. It's something that I think is fun, and it's a medium where if people choose to give feedback, they can. But I don't have to deal with someone else's opinion of my product, whether they think that it's silly or informational or a waste of time and energy or whatever. They can have that opinion, and I don't have to deal with it while I'm doing it. I'll deal with it after, that's fine. But I'm more hesitant to say things that are on my mind if I'm saying them directly to a person, rather than, if I'm by myself, and then I just wait for someone, like, I think it's happened twice, wait for someone to tell me, hey, that was good, hey, that was a little weird, that was funny, yada yada. So yeah, I was gonna talk about El Paso, the Marty Robbins song. But me just retelling what happens in the song is kind of dumb. Like, I can tell you about the players and, Marty Robbins wrote it, and I can tell you that I think that the fact that they died for each other is cute and shit, and that's cool. That's me giving an opinion on it, but me just telling the story is a waste of my time and yours. Now, anyone listening to this, you want me to tell you the story instead of you listening to the song? Hit me up. Text me, call me. If you got me on the social media stuffs, just let me know. I will gladly take the time out of my day any day to tell that story. It's a good story. But I'm not going to tell it here. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's worth listening to. It's worth doing. To me, it's worth doing. But I can't expect anyone to want to listen to it or to listen to it again. I like podcasts where I can go back two, three, four times to it, and maybe I don't learn something new every time, but it's still entertaining. Now, I don't have much in the way of entertaining commentary. It's been a crazy ass week. I mean, work home, work home, work home. That's insane. Sarcasm. Life is weird. I went on a bitch fest last week, and eight people listened. That's about eight people more than I expected, and I guarantee that none of those are repeat listeners. No one signed up for that. And I understand that. It was, again, it was for me. I'm not exactly any happier, but it's a different mindset, I guess, if that makes any sense. Nothing in life has fundamentally changed from 8 days ago. But, hell, since I've already established that this is my shit and I'll do what I want on it, I'm going to share something. Because I'm excited. I've written songs for, 10 years or more. I don't think I'm any good. Let me just put that out there now. I don't like most of the shit I write. Here lately, it's been better, a lot better. I'm actually proud of it. And this is one that I've worked on some more today. I've been working on it for about a month, but I wanted to share it. Cough right into the microphone. Get a whiff of that. No one signed up to hear me sing. So I don't think I'm going to. We'll see what happens. I left them back in 79. To this day, I don't know why. I've been roaming ever since. My little boy's 16 now. When I come home, she'll have a cow. I know the room will get real tense. Where have you been and why did you go? Tell me, boy, I've got to know, did we do something wrong? Explanation's just too long. Paul, I've missed you, but you ain't my dad. You left us here, we were all we had. You missed my home run. I ain't your son. You can't just come back. And it's bad to go back to whatever normal was. That's what I've got so far. And I like it. I don't think that the relationship gets resolved. I don't know if I'm going to keep the father's name as Paul. Not that it's a bad name, just it sounds like I'm saying Paul, I missed you, instead of Paul, I missed you. Like the son is calling his father by his father's name instead of dad. That's the point. The home run was supposed to be symbolic. Just like, you missed a big moment in my life. I don't know if I'm going to stick with that either, but I'm proud of it. I think it's good. It could use some work and it could use a better voice than mine, but it's good. It's I don't share my shit that much, and this is different because I have a feeling who listens to this, you know. Maybe one parent, maybe two, a friend. Don't know which one. No one tells me that they listened. I just see a number. So I don't know who's going to hear this. Might be somebody that I would normally never share this type of stuff with. But Who knows? Maybe there'll be some positive reinforcement. Maybe there'll be some negative. I welcome the criticism. I welcome the for lack of the proper term, the accolade too. If I'm doing something right, please tell me. That feels good. If I'm doing something wrong, please tell me so I can learn from it. If you just didn't like the structure, tell me. If you thought my voice was trash, well, it's 11:35 p.m. I work today. I live in an apartment with my grandmother. She, as far as I know, is trying to sleep, so I'm not going full voice, but my voice isn't that good anyways, so that's what that is. I'm rambling. I'm rambling and rambling. I'm tired. And I'm still not happy, but we're on a quest to find happiness, I guess, in life. To steal from one of my favorite comedians, he had made a joke about the country, and he says, they say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They don't say happiness. They say pursue it. You got to work for it. And I'm working for happiness. And it's a damn hard job, but you got to work for it. So, I guess I don't have shit to talk about. Oh, no. Just because I did mention El Paso at the end of the last episode, I'm going to tell a little bit of the story. This woman grows up, leaves her family from New Mexico, and she goes to El Paso. Her name is Felina, and she goes to this club and starts dancing, and drives all the dudes insane. And so the woman that works there and owns the place hires her to be a dancer there, and she's aggravated with these men who are like making fools of themselves for her. But she meets one guy who treats her well, who doesn't make himself look like a complete ass, and they get along real good, you know. Well, he's a jealous guy still, and that's annoying, but it's a damn song. We can live with that. She was kind of hired to be who she was before she worked there, so she's still being flirtatious, but at this point it's more because it's her job than because she's that way. You know, it's what she's getting paid to do, damn it, so she's going to do it. She's a strong, independent woman in El Paso. Let her live her life. Well, this guy gets jealous and shoots one of the men that she was flirting with. Well, he freaks out and he runs away because, well, the law's going to come for him, of course. This is the Old West. I didn't mention that part. And he runs away, but he comes back like the next day. And Felina comes out of this bar that she was dancing at, and she sees him, and she's running towards him, and he's trying to wave her away because he's getting shot at. These dudes are trying to kill him because he killed somebody. Tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye, I guess. And she keeps running towards him, and he gets shot and killed. And with his last breath, he says something along the lines of, I love you, Felina, goodbye. She takes his gun, right, and shoots herself. Now, this is some Romeo and Juliet type shit right here. She shoots herself because she has been seeing this guy, and she loves this guy, and he just died, and she doesn't want to live anymore. It's just like Seven Spanish Angels. Oh, jeez. Oh, let's talk about a good love story. Seven Spanish Angels. I believe it's about the U.S.-Mexican War, where, of course, the U.S. gained the territory that became Texas. That's a great story. The main characters know that they're about to die. They can hear the soldiers from the U.S. coming towards them. And the main guy says, you know, this is my last fight. They can take me back to Texas, but they ain't gonna take me back alive. And he dies. Well, the woman, same thing. She can't stand the thought of living without him. So she reaches down and picks the gun up that was in his hand. And she's like, Father, forgive me, but I can't make it without him. She knew the gun was empty. She knew that she couldn't win the fight. But her prayer was answered, and the rifle fired again, and she died too. It's just a sad ass story. It's just a sad ass story. There's so many great story songs, and I want to share them with people all the time. He Stopped Loving Her Today, Radio Lover, The Snakes Crawl at Night, Knoxville Girl, Me and Bobby McGee, so many. So many. Maybe I will one day, but not tonight. Yeah.